Well, many things could be said about today's gospel, but the rich farmer from the parable given to us from Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, of course, an exhortation to be generous, to exercise generosity, to be exhorted to not be greedy. Much could be said about this gospel. But the underlying principle found in this gospel, found in this parable from Jesus, could be summed up in his words when he says, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. You fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you." What Jesus is getting at is the fact that in many ways, our life is given to us almost as a loan. You find that again and again in the Gospel of Luke, which is to say that our life doesn't belong to us. God has made an investment in us, but our life does not belong to us. It belongs to Him. And it's a sobering reality to think about, but at the end of our lives, we have to give an account for our life. At the end of our lives, we have to give an account for the investment that He has made in us. The investment He has made is our life. And we have to give an account for that. That's what Jesus is getting at into His gospel. So the question is not simply about being good stewards. It's about, have we recognized the investment that He has made? Are we being faithful to the promise He has made? This gospel is also about recognizing that everything we think is important is passing away. This farmer, his great bountiful harvest, these barns he has built to store this harvest, at the end of the world, none of those things will last. All those things are passing away. What matters most is how we responded to the investment that He has made.